Today, we're breaking down Upwork from a video editor's perspective, and I'm going to be exploring the chief things that are going to kind of consist or kind of go into making you a successful and a profitable video editor on Upwork. Without further ado, let's jump into it. Now, first off, I'm going to break down some popular video types. These are really popular video types that are literally posted every single day. And, you know, very consistent and very well-paid form of work. And honestly, it's not the highest, effort type of stuff. And the stuff I'm talking about is, number one on the list, micro content, aka social videos, social media videos, you know, like a little 1 minute meme video for Facebook or Instagram, or a Twitter video, or even stuff for IGTV, which is a brand new platform which people want content for. Basically, there is, you know, infinite micro content being created. Have you ever seen a sponsored video post where there's a little 1 minute thing on Instagram that's breaking something down to you? And this is such a highly sought after form of content. And, especially on Upwork, people want micro content, aka social media videos, and it's massively requested. All you gotta do is go to Upwork and type in social media, and you'll be greeted with a whole bunch of stuff, or you could make it more specific and type in, for example, Facebook videos, needed, or Twitter videos, or micro content, or IGTV, or just go ahead and search the name of the platform that you wanna find videos for, and maybe the word video editor, or video editing, or something like that. And there's loads of micro content, aka social media videos, being posted there to be edited, and it's decently well paid. The more interesting thing about it is there's a lot of work. So usually when you tap in with someone who wants some micro content, they probably want it on a consistent basis. Like they need weekly Facebook ads, or they need weekly meme content, whatever the case may be. Definitely well paid. Next up, YouTube videos. YouTubers themselves have a monetized button, right? You know, I'm a YouTuber myself. I know how it works. And essentially, you know, the bigger you get, it could take money out of your pocket to be having to edit your own videos. And this actually is a common trend where a lot of big YouTubers, as soon as they start getting, really any money at all coming in, they decide to invest that into an editor. So that's another really sought after type of video on Upwork as well, is YouTube videos, because the actual creator has money that they're making from the video, so they see value in hiring somebody else so that they can make more videos and have to edit less, so they overall get more done. And it's obviously well worth paying someone to do this. I currently edit four YouTubers right now, and in fact, one of my longest running clients is a YouTuber, so I've been with a bunch of different channels over the last year and a half. Things haven't fully worked out with a bunch of them, not any negative, but it's been more of like a short-term gig. But there's definitely a couple YouTubers, one in particular that I'm thinking about, who's been with me for over a year, and it's extremely consistent work, and is easy. I'll be real, it's very easy. Next up, vids that pay well. These are gonna be some video types that just pay well and overall kind of formats to look for. So first off is gonna be corporate explainer videos. I was commissioned by a Vietnamese cryptocurrency trading platform. That's a bit of a mouthful, right? But I was commissioned by them about 5 months ago to do a corporate animated explainer video, which I basically put together through paid templates from VideoHive, which it's not the hardest thing in the world. It did, I created a bunch of it originally as well, but overall the mold of it was put together through a few different paid templates, right? And it took me a little while, but overall, in theory, it's pretty straightforward to do this sort of stuff. Depending on your skill level, though, actually, to be honest, I've been around the block in terms of video editing, so maybe what's kind of easier to me might not be easy or super easy to everybody else. But at the end of the day, corporate explainer videos, this hands down for a single project, you can expect a minimum of a grand. The last project I did, this one, I got over a grand for it, and it's a happy payday when essentially all you did was kind of go out there, find a whole bunch of different templates, really customize it to the liking of the company, and then obviously send it back to them. But it was a little bit more detailed than that. But in essence, that's what it was. And it was well paid, very well paid. So hands down, corporate explainer videos, very well paid. Large projects, very well paid as well. That seems like a straightforward, like, oh yeah, large project, of course it's well paid, but it's not as straightforward as that. By large projects, what I mean is sometimes people have, let's say, 50 videos, and I'm not even exaggerating. This might be a brief on Upwork. I've got 50 videos. I need an intro, an outro, and you know, subtitles added to all 50. And let's say they pay 10 bucks a video or 15 bucks a video or something like that, right? You guys work out a price per video and then you go create all of those videos for them. It's usually something like a small edit needed to all of them, like a subtitles or intro or outro, or you know, the swear words cut out, or you know, any number of stuff. It could be a conference and they just need it chopped down into like the actual subjects, the 5-minute subjects or whatever. Stuff like that is extremely well paid, like I said, because if someone gives you like, I got 50 videos, you know, when you're charging like let's say 10 bucks, 20 bucks, you know, 15 bucks a video, something like that, you're gonna be racking up a nice payday at the end of that project, you know? And pretty straightforward work, especially if you're doing the same sort of corrections or adjustments to all the different small videos, right? So it's not the biggest deal in the world. But next up, how to actually take these clients, take these video types that you're going after, that you're looking into, and build a consistent income. And there's only one way to do this, and it's the most straightforward way, and that is to focus on long-term projects. So I've talked about a bunch of popular job types and also a bunch of videos that pay well, but if you're only going for one-off gigs, every time you finish a project, you're gonna have to get back on Upwork and you're gonna have to search in again and find another client and start the process again. But if you're strategic, and you know, this might not happen right away, but just keep this in mind, to be looking for long-term clients, to be looking for long-term projects, right? So that you know, when you tap in with, let's say you take my advice with the first couple things that I talked about, the social media micro content and the YouTube videos, let's say you tap in with a big Facebook page or a big Instagram page that's blowing up, they need content all the time. You tap in, you edit one video, and they really love it, and they bring you into their team, and now they want content every single week. For some pages, they might want content every single day, right? So you hit the jackpot. When you get in with people like this, establish the relationship, really get in there, and then you basically have a job, you know? Like, it's like the more clients you have, you basically have a mini job. Like, well, obviously that's what it is, but it, you know what I mean? It's like you have like almost like a kind of a salary almost, you know, when you have a consistent amount of what's called videos that you're making for someone every month, then you can know that, all right, so let's say John, which is a fake name, but I'm gonna say this is my client John. I know every month I'm gonna do 15 videos for him, and you know, the videos are XXX amount of dollars each, and I know that now John is paying me you know, $1,200 a month, right? So let's say John is paying you that, right? It's like you're on a salary almost once you've actually figured out how many videos they want and they want to move forward with you. And it's like having a consistent income, but just, you know what I mean? Well, obviously it's like having a consistent income, but it's like having, you know, an employer almost, because you know exactly the videos that are coming to you, you know your work schedule, all that sort of stuff. However, you still are a freelancer and you have the freedom aspect to it. But the more clients you build up, you're essentially building up like a little income from these guys, obviously a little income, but like a little job from each of these clients that you actually build up. But hands down, focusing on long-term clients, the name of the game when it comes to building a consistent income. I wouldn't be sat in my office right now. You know, I'd still be sat in my bedroom, like my first couple videos. If you really want to flash back, go to my first couple videos on this channel. I'm literally sat in my bedroom, and you know, I was even talking then, I was saying, you know, in a few months I'll have an office, etc., blah, blah, blah. But I was literally sat in my bedroom when I started this YouTube channel, and you know, for a simple tip like that, focusing on long-term clients, so I can now afford an office, and I'm, you know, moving out of my parents' house in the coming months as well. But overall, building a consistent income, that's the tip that does it right there. Just focusing on long-term clients. You know, finally, I'm gonna end this with some tips and tricks for success. Overall tips and tricks for success on Upwork. An advanced portfolio. What does that mean? I'll tell you. An advanced portfolio, by that I just mean a way to make yourself stand out. So, you know, something that's different than just a big fat message. Now, I still send a proposal. You have to send a proposal on Upwork, but when I link to my portfolio, it has a video of me on the front page, and I'm literally telling you, hey, how's it going? I'm not a normal freelancer, hear me out for a second, I think I'm good for this job. I can do this and this and this, and then I just proceed to list off all my abilities, all my skills, and you know, my accolades, etc. And you know, just having a video of me talking directly to the client, and I make it personal, that's going to make me stand out. And trust me, I've definitely noticed a direct correlation in when I made that change to how much more work I started getting after I started submitting proposals with that advanced portfolio, which you click on the portfolio and then you get to me telling you what's up. And then obviously there's stuff below that is my past work, but it basically is me just telling you what's going on, just like this YouTube video. And that was massively helpful for me, truly. Just made me like an actual person, not just like a message, right? So most people are sending just a message telling you about themselves. But if I'm literally on the screen talking directly to you, you know, you, the client, it's going to be much more personal and you're probably going to get the job. I definitely, notice a big increase of work when that happened. Finally, take the client outside of Upwork. Taking the client outside of Upwork will get you 20% more money. That's right. Upwork, take 20% of your income. If you can get the client to come outside of Upwork, which in theory, I've never had a problem really. One or two times, the client was just a fucking, you know what I mean? Too straight edge, and they just were scared to go outside because the rules or whatever, the Upwork terms and conditions. But I will warn you that, if you type, anything that may suggest to Upwork that you're leaving and trying to take the client, they will probably try to block your account. So you have to be kind of strategic here. If you link your email, maybe put two L's in the email. For the Skype, put two Y's to try to misspell it. When you're trying to bring them off Upwork, I bring them to Skype or email. Like I said, just try and misspell the word because they do have a bot that picks it up if you type in the word, right? Like Skype or email or whatever, because they can tell you're trying to bring the client away. But sorry to Upwork. If I got any officials from Upwork watching this, I'm sorry, but 20% is bullshit to tell you the truth. Your platform is great, but that is like, just sucks. You know what I mean? Like, no, I don't fuck with you. I've accepted one payment through Upwork. That's it. Throughout the entire year and a half I've been going through there, and it was a pain and a half. I had to wait like 3 weeks to even receive the money. Honestly, it's broken receiving money through Upwork. I would not suggest it. I would take the client outside of Upwork. And if they're worried or whatever, what I do is I always just tell the client, hey, I'll do all the work up front and then you can pay me afterwards, right? And I've never had a client take the video and not pay me. It just hasn't happened. I know in theory, it seems like you could be setting yourself up for that, but it's never happened to me. So, I do a lot of projects. So I'm saying that if it hasn't happened to me yet, I'd be surprised if it happens to you, at all. Because I'm on Upwork all the time. I feel as though it probably would have happened to me if it was a consistent thing that's happening. I feel as though it's more professional people there. They're not really trying to scam people. And also, they're usually business people on Upwork. So if you tell them, hey, Upwork tries to take 20% of my money, man, can we just do this outside of Upwork? They usually understand that. It's pretty straightforward. Think about it, $100, 20%, that's 20 bucks. You only get $80. It's a significant amount of money. A thousand bucks, like that corporate explainer. If I'd have accepted that corporate explainer payment, that $1,000 payment, I would have only got 800 bucks, right? Not great. Not great at all, to be honest. But boom. That right there is the video done. My bad for just stopping for a second. I was just trying to think if I got any more things to talk about, any more points, but I don't. So that's it. Thank you guys for watching. I've been Jack Chris, Jack Cole.